good evening, everybody.
Mr. Candy just bought that woolly hat this afternoon.
Well, I love that.
Smart purchase that one. Well, good evening, everybody. We're Truck Stop Honeymoon. We're from Lawrence, Kansas, and this is what we do. Double door airlock system like they use in space. Yeah. This is preventing any kind of air exchange. It also stops the smoke ever leaving the building. This means you can go in that bar any time of day, like 10 o'clock in the morning, not a drinker in the joint, but the air is still thick with cigarette smoke. But you know, like it's antique cigarette smoke. You go there, you smell cigarette your grandfather smoked there. It's still there. It's quite emotional. I get choked up sometimes. Man, that's Captain. Ain't smelled that in 40 years. It's beautiful. It's a little song about it. Song about it. Where it's sunny in Party City, only horses get stoned.
Out back, somebody pop back from Galveston.
by the hookers and the cops. Man, Hal don't drink nothing no more, so he's diet soda pop.
I'm a sad man, pop, he said, playing hard to get the gun.
Change over time. So out of respect to people here, because we're not played out here in Katoomba in 4 years, I'm going to ask you and give you the opportunity to object to bands playing here in your hometown. If you're from Katoomba, you can step forward and say we prefer that didn't happen here. I do respect that. Now you do have to be a resident of Katoomba, so I need to see like a driver's license or a driver's license. All right, come on, you've got about 10 seconds left. There was a little glimmer of hope there, wasn't it? I thought, it's going to be a good night, but no. No, it's just a roof.
There goes the neighborhood.
Well, you've made your choice.
Take your way, the sun will.
kids as they find a new place. But I won't let the angels take you away.
Oh, I won't let the angels take you away. The sun will go down on another day.
And won't cuss at our kids as they find a new place. But I won't let the angels take you away. No, I won't let the angels take you away.
We won't pick you anywhere bad.
Not for long.
So I have to ask, you know, we like to keep up our little demographic statistics up to date. We ask this question at every gig. And so I have to ask you right now, for those of you who never seen us before, you should be aware we specialize in songs about maritalness in the broader sense of the word. And this next song is one of those songs. Before we do it, I need to know how many married people are out there tonight testifying. Oh, look at y'all. Okay. How about divorcees? Any divorcees? Still married in the eyes of the Pope, sir. Even this Pope. Yep. True. Okay. How many people living in sin? Come on. Probably more of you than that. Really? All right. Just a few. All right. Final category. How many people married, divorced, and living in sin? Found out people over there. That's good. Right. Well, this is the first of many songs about marathoners. Any questions so far?
1, 2, 3, go.
Don't look at me like I'm just one more thing you gotta do on your list of chores. I'm the one you love, the one you adore. I got one more thing on your list of chores. Just one more thing you gotta do on your list of chores. I'm the one you love, the one you adore. I got one more thing on your list of chores.
Alright, this is going to be a big costume change. It's going to be totally transforming. She's not even going to recognize us. It's still us.
Where'd they go?
So this next song is a little song about motherhood. Are there any mothers here? This come on, straighten out the elbows. Little song about motherhood. We do not know how universal this song is, and it may be that none of you will empathize with it all. Frankly, we don't care.
When she's in a crowd of people, she don't know what to do. She don't like to share a toy any more than you. She's like you when you're at a party. You should play, but you won't. And part of you wants to join in, but part of you just don't. And you're looking at the other kids, all having a grand time. Feeling like you don't fit in, but feeling that's just fine. Cause your mother is a sociopath. She don't play well with others.
She don't like a little friends
or any of them mothers. When she's in a crowd of people, she don't know what to do. She don't like to share a toy with any more than you.
Take it away, kid.
Sometime in the next 3 years, we could be 49th. It's not going to take a lot, you know what I'm saying?
But before we lived in Kansas, we lived in Louisiana, in New Orleans. And this is a little song about our old neighbors down there. We lived in a part of town they called the Lower Ninth Ward. And just so you can picture it, basically there was the Mobile Oil Refinery, the Kaiser Aluminum Refinery, the Domino Sugar Refinery, our house, and then the industrial canal. Oh, beautiful place. Very romantic. Yeah.
Affordable, though, wasn't it?
Very affordable. Affordable romance. That is a story about that.
That's right.
But we live in a part down the called Low and Aqua, like I say, and this is a little song about our old neighbors who lived across the street from us, Georgia and Blue. They were beautiful neighbors and an amazing couple. George and Blue, they raised 13 grandchildren in a two-room house. Simultaneously, 15 people, two rooms, not two bedrooms, two rooms. Now, when the daughters were out of jail, there were 17 of them. And, you know, Georgia, she'd cook for all them kids, you know. And she had to cook and shift. Because, you know, in a house that small, you cannot feed 15 people in one sitting. So she'd always stagger it, you know. Sometimes Katie and I come home from a gig in the French Quarter about 2 o'clock in the morning. Georgia would be up frying chicken at 2 a.m. She's a badass. Maybe. Her partner, Blue, he's a shade tree mechanic and a very fine fisherman. Anyway, they sort of looked out for us. We were just starting out family. We just had 2 kids back then, and it was about the roughest neighborhood in the city. Stuff was always happening. And they took care of us as well as their kids. And this little song, after the hurricane, y'all heard plenty about that. Big a disaster since. Loss of life and loss of property, that's just a fact of living. With the complete evacuation of the city of over 500,000 people, let me tell you, it's a strange and unnatural thing. Is everybody gone? So I don't know where y'all live, but I want you to imagine right now that tomorrow morning, you're all gone. Everybody you know, your family, your friends, people you work with, people you love, people you hate, you're all gone. More than that, we're scattered across a huge nation without any idea when or if you'll ever see each other again. During this strange time, Georgia and Blue, we were in Picayune, Mississippi. Katie and I, we was in Kansas. We got a call from them. This is how it went. Message on my phone today. Blue and George just called to say, hey, how y'all doing? We miss you. George and Blue, we miss y'all too. Yeah, we do. We miss you. Well, Blue, you always called me neighbor, especially when you don't remember my name. Y'all in Mississippi and we in Kansas, but we're neighbors just the same. Yeah, we're neighbors just the same. Well, Jim and Blues, I gotta know, do your dogs still bite and do your wolves still crow? Do your little gray car with the flat still go? Do your fishing poles hang out of your back window? Do your hens still nest in the passenger seat? Do they still lay eggs that your kids won't eat? Do you still love Georgia? Do she love you? But I'm not saying because she do. I know she do. Hey Georgia, I wish you could come. See how big is our littlest one. Did you know we're expecting you? Georgia, I wish you could be here then. Yeah, I wish you could be here then. Well, tell me, Georgia, I gotta know. Do your dogs still bite and do your rooster crow? Do your little gray car with the flat still go? Do your fishing poles hang out of your back window? Do your hens still nest in the passenger seat? Do they still lay eggs that your kids won't eat? Do you still love Blue? Do we love you? What I'm not saying because she's due. Do your dog still bite and do your rooster crow? Do your little gray car with the flat still go? Do your fishing poles hang out your back window? Tell me now, cause I've got to know. Tell me now, cause I've got to know. Tell me now, cause I've got to know.
Feeling that?
Yeah. Before we begin the tour, we probably have some authority on that.
This song is for anybody who's ever cut their own hair. Anybody here cut their own hair?
Anybody? I didn't notice you are wearing a hat tonight.
It's a lucky dip, you know? Well, you know, sometimes when you cut your own hair, things work out and you feel great. And then other times, you just have to act like you meant to do that. You just have so much attitude about it that it just doesn't even matter. Or get a hat. And so here's a song with a full. How long does it take for your feet to completely come back?
Friends have for the goat.
Okay, don't worry about
somewhat
that.
Somewhat like children. Recently, we never toured in France. And finally, a couple of years ago, we got to tour in France. Made a big impression on us. Anybody here ever been to France?
Yeah!
You liked it, right?
Yeah.
We were just blown away. You know, they keep that French thing up 24-7. That ain't easy. I mean, you do it like an athlete. Now, I'll tell you, Miss Katie in particular, she was just transformed by the French tour. She came back to Kansas and had a bit of a hard time settling back into the understated beauty of the Midwest. For whatever reason, the soybean fields didn't hold the poetry they once did with her for quite a long time. This next song is a little song about that difficult psychological transition. Questions now? Trouble. Mama, I'm in a pinch. My baby don't want to be an American no more. She wanted to be French. She wearing them striped little shirts. She got her hair in a bob. She looked like she should be talking to subtitles. She made me look like a slob. And it's fine. She had a crush on her. Petty knees in there. You know that's what they call breakfast over there. Now I try to tell her. I try to look high. I said, honey, you ain't from Paris. You from Charlotte, North Carolina. And the morning in the break, she know how to say it.
Allez-vous l'anglais, s'il vous plaît?
Oh, that ain't gonna cut. What's she gonna do? She can't even translate what's written on the back of a pizza menu. Oh, but she says she don't care. A first chance she get, she gonna fly away on Air France, I bet. Cause she's tired of these rock and roll old country bars. She wants hang out in cafes, listen to gypsy guitars and accordions. Never did like a banjo, but it's better than all them accordions. Come on, admit it. You know how they go. They go like, woo! Everybody make your worst accordion sound. Come on. Get up there. Come on now. I leave it all, I'll be an American, she wanted her friends, she needed Ernest Hemingway, Henry Miller, and Colette, she had some meals, a piece of soft cheese stuck in a rock hard baguette, and last night she wanted a liquor stuck in something to drink, she came back with a bottle of rosé, mama, you know that shit's pink, now I try to chill, I try to smile, I said, honey, you ain't from Marseille, you from Charlotte, North Carolina, and the morning didn't break. She know how to say je ne peux pas commencer, parlez-vous l'anglais, s'il vous plaît? Oh, that ain't gonna cut it. That ain't enough. How's she gonna be working on back of prescription medicines and stuff? She can't do it alone. She gonna need help. I'm gonna have to become a little French myself. Yeah, mama, I'm in trouble. Mama, I'm in a pinch. My baby don't wanna be an American. She wanna be French. Okay, we're like everybody else, we have a little stack of CDs down there. We got a brand new record, and we got some old records we didn't sell on the last Australian tour. And please remember, we always have to tell people, don't think you have to like the music to make a purchase. You may be looking for special gifts. Someone you've never particularly liked, your mortgage is certainly not our concern. Now, a lot of Truck Stop Honeymoon songs are really just snapshots of intimate family moments with Truck Stop Honeymoon. We do a tour with four children. Incidentally, our children will be playing down at the Tantric Turtle at 1:30 tomorrow. If you want to come out and see them. And, they don't yet. If you tip them on nothing.
You have to pay the producer.
That's right. Yeah. All right. So, traveling with kids, you know, I'll be honest with you, a lot of our, you know, intimate family moments happen in very public places. I don't know if you guys, that's how it is for us. So, this is one of those songs, a snapshot of an intimate family moment, and the public location for this one was a major tourist destination in Colorado, a place they call the Mesa Verde. Has anybody been to the Mesa Verde? Holy cow, that was four of you. I've been on the whole tour. Well, the rest of you haven't been, but you've been to a dentist office, right? Come on, you've been staring blankly at out-of-date travel magazines and National Geographics, right? You've seen the Mesa Verde, spectacular canyon, ancient Pueblo cliff dwellings. Coming back to you now, isn't it? Yeah. Come on, page 22, 2014 edition, issue 12. Yeah? Come back to you now? Okay, so I just want you to imagine that page in the National Geographic. Transport yourself to that beautiful canyon and the cliff dwellings, then imagine me and Katie there with the tour van and the four kids. Are you there yet? Are you there? Okay, you're on location for the next song. Standing in the ruins of an ancient dwelling. You start crying and I start yelling. The lady from the tour company starts telling us everything will be okay. And would we like her to take our kids away? I say thank you, ma'am, but don't you worry. Pueblo people would have told the same story. People dance up, then they have to
say sorry. You can read it in these ancient signs. People in love have always had hard times. People in love have always had hard times. People in love have always had hard times. All the great Indian spirits. We don't care, we ain't worried. 20,000 years it's been the same story. People mess up and they have to say sorry.
Georgia plans no mind.
People in love have always had hard times. People in love have always had hard times. People in love have always had hard times. City that you love, you savor every morsel of, and never have enough of the city that you love. Every breath that you take, you hold on to and wait until you nearly suffocate with every breath that you take. And the people you meet were familiar but incomplete, like the city's huddled streets. The people you meet. And the song that you sang would end as they began in an empty room that hang. Oh, the song that you sang as the sun would go down across the river from the town where all you lost could be found. As the sun would go down and the glasses were empty, the gutters were all full. You'd give your hand in the water just to feel the river's pull. The bottom of it all, where the great wall meets small, with the bartenders who was all. The bottom of it all, I'll be watching your lips as you divvy up the tips, hoping you'll let something slip. As I'm watching your lips, it might explain or make sense, past and present tense, but the tiny and immense that might explain or make sense. The choices we made, should we have gone, should we have stayed? God only knows we've paid. The choices we have made, in the city that we love, we save it every morsel of love, never had enough, in the city that we love.
once again, like I said, we got CDs down there. Come see us. Don't worry, because we're staying here the weekend. The other bands just sell them in the digital. We actually work door to door.
Morning.
Hi. We generally start about 5:30 in the morning. In fact, if you just don't want to have that kind of start to your day, you know, all you got to do is buy one CD tonight, and then you take the CD out of the cover, put the empty cover on your doorstep. Tomorrow at 5:30 a.m. we will see that and pass your door by. Somewhat biblical, if you will. Okay, this is a little song. This is a song about what? No, let's do this. All right. It could all change right now. What introduction is he gonna do? It could go anywhere. I think we'll do. This is a song about living with someone else. Has any people ever lived with anybody else? Come on, family member? Nobody? Who has lived with anyone else? Okay, come on. How did you do it, sir? You know, seriously, I got to talk to you after the show. I want to know how you've done it. All right, this is a song about that. Well, a home is not a hotel, but you can't walk out the door. And you can't tell the front desk you ain't gone back no more. No one will pick up the towel that you left on the floor. Or pay my to the do not disturb sign on your door.
Well, a home is not a hotel. There's no swimming pool. The heat ain't that hot, and the air ain't that cool. If you want clean sheets, you gotta change them yourself. No one puts new conditioning shampoo on your shelf.
A home is not a hotel. There is no room service. No matter.
Something.